This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have our listener map. Over 900 of our listeners have taken the time to add themselves to the Free Talk Live International Map of Listeners. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. And then you can punch in your location, followed by your name, even a photo of yourself if you wish, a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to our listener map at map.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Still to come, we've got a story that I've sold twice over the past few days, and I really do want to get to it. The Postal Service detaining a man for videotaping their Postal Service operations. We'll talk about that. Plus, let's get into this email here from Dr. Carl Milstead. The question is, are libertarians anarchists? He says it's time to decide. For the sake of argument, let's assume that the initiation of force is the highest evil, that no social cause, be it feeding the poor or protecting an endangered species, can justify the initiation of force. I gotta say, I agree with that.
I would too.
Does this assumption lead to a moral requirement for anarchy? Is all taxation forbidden? The answer is no. Abolish a government, and the most likely scenario is war. Someone will try to fill the power vacuum. Either it will be another government or warlords within the region of anarchy. Well, based on his history, he's pretty much accurate with that statement. Based on the governments that have been overthrown in the past, there's usually somebody behind the overthrow that's looking, first off, to take the government's place.
Right.
So really, the anarchy doesn't last very long because there's somebody else stepping right into the power vacuum. But in the case of Somalia, it's not quite that. That's not quite the case. The warlords are actually different people that are interested in acquiring governmental control over everyone else. Those are the ones that are fighting in Somalia. And of course, nobody has ever, at least not that I know of, not in recent history, has abolished a government for the purposes of replacing it with nothing, which, of course, would be the best way for an anarchic situation to come about, a situation without no government. I mean, if you've got a populace that 99% of them want a government, well, then, yeah, of course, if you were to somehow have the 1% overthrow the government, you're going to find people fighting for control over another, or fighting to create another government. So I think it depends. I think whether or not there's violence after the fall of one government depends on the circumstances surrounding its fall. I don't think it's fair to blanket that with one particular statement.
Okay, well, you know, that would be the view of an anarchist, and I don't think that. I think that even the views of anarchists are that, in fact, people want government. The views of anarchists that I've heard, ones that are realistic,
mm-hmm.
Say that there would be voluntary sorts of governments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd pick our governments and we'd move between them, and you know, there'd be different organizations called DROs, just governments.
Right. Well, yeah, I think an anarchist or a free marketeer would like to see a more voluntary solution. And let's keep going here. He says there's a net increase in the amount of force that has been used. Recorded history has shown time after time when a government collapses, either the people resort to tribalism with every able-bodied male a soldier. The rich use their personal bodyguards to become feudal lords. Neighboring people send in raiders to pillage, loot, and capture slaves. And other governments conquer the region, and or warlords within the region fight civil wars until a new government is established. None of these outcomes are pleasant, and all of them are less libertarian than a modern welfare state. Yes, there are some rare cases in recorded civilized history where people have prospered without government as we know it, but those were the aberrations, not the norm. And they happened within isolated areas and or among peoples who had shared traditions and religion. These conditions do not apply to the United States of the 21st century. The idea that well-behaved private protection services will peaceably fill the power vacuum is highly speculative, unsupported by experiment.
It is unsupported by experiment.
Yep. Which I would like to have some experiments happen to find out what happens. Modern experimentation with zero government is best tried with a small, isolated country, not a huge superpower. So therefore, we could secede New Hampshire from the Union and create ourselves a small...
How isolated that is precisely, but okay.
To abolish the government in the U.S. would be an incredibly dangerous experiment, likely leading to more tyranny and not liberty. But again, Mr. Milstead, you're missing the point. To abolish government in the U.S. would take mass demand for that exact thing to happen. It's not the U.S. government's not going to be overthrown. I can't possibly envision a thronging mob of angry citizens overthrowing the government in Washington, D.C. anytime soon. I mean, this government takes freedom after freedom after freedom away from us, and we just sit here and think about what the members in The Simpsons are. I mean, that's what the American people know about. We talked about that in hour number one. Americans are aware of who's in The Simpsons, but they can't name for you, most Americans cannot name for you, two of the freedoms enshrined by the First Amendment.
75. Most people can't name one freedom.
Well, it was 80% couldn't name two enshrined in the First Amendment, right?
Right. And one in four could name one.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Americans are not going to be demanding this anytime soon, that's for sure. Carl continues, Mr. Milstead says, most freedom lovers favor some government, even though that means supporting some taxation and regulation. For this reason, most freedom lovers reject the Libertarian Party as it currently stands. The current Libertarian Party membership pledge does not allow for limited government. Some initiation of force is required for a government to do its job. Some taxation, says Mr. Mills said, is necessary. Now, in the current Libertarian Party membership pledge, it says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve a political or social goal. And to join the Libertarian Party, you have to put your signature next to that statement. And so Mr. Milstead is saying, well, that's precluding most people from joining the party. Most people want to use some force on others. And so therefore, he's going to argue for abolishing that particular that pledge.
I don't know if it's the pledge that causes... I don't think people even think it. I think they sound... If you say that pledge to somebody, they like the sound of it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I've said it to people out in the real world there, people at work, that kind of thing. And I say that libertarians don't believe in the initiation of force on anyone for political or social gains.
Yeah.
I like that. Hell yeah. That sounds good.
But that's cool. It's what sets us apart. It's what sets the Libertarian Party, at least, apart from every other political group out there. There's no signing pledge that you have to agree to when you join the Republicans or the Democrats or the Green Party. There's just no such thing. And this guy is arguing to abolish it. Clearly, people don't really care that much. They don't really apply the pledge to how they feel, because if that was true, then we wouldn't have all these so-called pro-war libertarians in the party.
That's true.
How'd they get in? Didn't they sign the pledge, too? I mean, there's so many unprincipled libertarians. There are so many people that just disregard the pledge that they signed. So, obviously, it's just a signature. Nobody's ever been held to it. Nobody has ever been forced to go against their, to go with that particular signature. They just sign it, they send in their membership form, and that's it. Maybe they think about it when they sign it, but after the fact, it's been signed. Nobody's ever been ejected from the party over it.
Right.
So he's just being really, really strange here. He says the current pledge doesn't allow for limited government, and I agree. I don't think it does. I do not support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That means I'm going to look actively for voluntary solutions, voluntary alternatives to the current government. If there's something the government's doing that people think needs to be done, it should be funded voluntarily. If it's a good idea, won't people fund it voluntarily? Right? I mean, if it's a good idea, it shouldn't have any trouble at all getting funding. We'll talk more about this, 800-259-9231, because this guy wants to abolish the pledge. It's Free Talk Live.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. We've got 1,200 people interacting there. And it is totally free. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Libertarian Party. It is, of course, the third largest political party in the United States. It's the party of principle. If you go to their website at lp.org, that's what it says, the party of principle. It's always been the party's tagline, Libertarian Party, the party of principle. Well, why is it called the party of principle? Because they have a principle backing them up. In fact, when you sign up for the Libertarian Party membership, there's a difference. You can be a libertarian without being in the Libertarian Party. You can register to vote as a libertarian without being in the Libertarian Party.
That's the case with me.
Most people are Republicans and Democrats without being in those respective parties. That's
right.
How most people are. But if you want to join the party, you have to agree with the principle. Very simple. It's not a huge mountainous task to overcome to join this party. You just simply sign your name next to the statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve a political or social goal. Simple. Makes sense. I read it when I was 18 years old, and it made sense to me then, and I signed it. And even though I wasn't really sure how that was going to apply to every issue every single time, I was certain that that was the correct principle. I was certain that using force on others is never acceptable unless in self-defense. And so therefore I signed it, and I joined the Libertarian Party at that point. What you have now is a guy, this gentleman is Carl Milstead, Dr. Carl Milstead, so he's important.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he says that basically what you sign, the vow, the oath that you sign when you join the party, somehow precludes small government.
He believes it's an anarchist pledge, is what he believes.
And I don't see how. Like, for instance, the United States government doesn't need much to survive in its constitutional limits.
No.
There isn't much that it should do.
Not supposed to be doing anything, really.
You know, it's supposed to coin money.
Yeah.
It's supposed to protect us from foreign invaders, that therefore maintain
With
a Navy.
Right.
And I think an Air Force. I think that an Air Force might be something that makes some sense, because Air Force is sort of like the Navy in a lot of ways. You can correspond it, and they have admirals as opposed
to... Okay,
okay. True. And it makes any
sense. There's a very limited list of things the federal government
does. And you can supply... And obviously the war machine is an expensive thing to maintain, all this equipment. But they sold war bonds before. And they fought wars doing that. I don't see why they necessarily need taxes to do it.
I don't see why either. I think that if your government is providing legitimate functions that people are indeed demanding, if people are indeed demanding an Air Force, and people are demanding defense, and they're demanding post roads, then let them pay for it voluntarily. If they don't want those things, they won't pay for them. Makes sense to me.
Sounds pretty simple.
I don't see, and putting a gas tax on gasoline, I don't see how that's the initiation of force on anyone.
It's the initiation force on those who are collecting the tax.
It's a very small initiation of force.
It's the initiation of force. Anyway, so let's continue with what Mr. Milstead says here. He says the current LP membership pledge does not allow for limited government. Some initiation of force is required for government to do its job. Some taxation is necessary. To obey... I want to jump back to something else he said. Most freedom lovers, he claims, favor some government. How does he know? Has he interviewed all of the freedom lovers in America? Who are you, Mr. Milstead? And how do you get to make blanket statements like that? How do you get to speak for most freedom lovers?
I think he's right.
Based on what evidence?
Just what I think.
Apparently that's what he thinks, too. Most freedom lovers, he says...
What do you think, Jason?
What do I think?
Most freedom lovers advocate some government?
I think they're the majority in this room.
Well, he says, for this reason, most freedom lovers reject the Libertarian Party as it currently stands. Again, making just a baseless claim on his personal opinion. Most libertarians...
I reject the Libertarian Party as it stands because it basically is advocating... It's not advocating a complete withdrawal from this war immediately.
Right, I think most the freedom lovers that I know that have a problem with the Libertarian Party have a problem with the fact that they've lost their way. The problem with this total lack of principle. They're calling themselves the party of principle, but they don't actually adhere to it themselves. And what you're referring to, Manwich, is their exit strategy. or so they call it, their exit strategy from Iraq, which they were touting all throughout last year, how great they're so great because they're the first political party to come up with an exit strategy. Look at us. Look, we've got an exit strategy. They tried to parlay that into some news media appearances and that sort of thing.
And when their exit strategy should have been, let's see, mail a bunch of plane tickets over to the fellows in uniform.
Well, they don't need to mail plane tickets. They got C-130s. Load them up, bring them home. I mean, it's a simple strategy. But no, their strategy was, okay, we're going to move some troops here. We're going to get them out of here and move them over to this country. And then we're going to do some foreign aid. We're going to take a bunch of taxpayer dollars and give money to these other countries over here. It was just the most crazy, unlibertarian thing that I've ever read. It had nothing to do with being principled. And so, in my opinion, which is just as valid as Dr. Milstead's, in my opinion, most freedom lovers reject the Libertarian Party because they don't adhere to their principle. Because of people like Dr. Milstead, who are he's a high-up libertarian. He's in the decision-making, the national convention, the people that decide the platform, that sort of thing. He's one of those guys. It says, to obey the Libertarian membership pledge requires calling for the effective abolition of government. And many of the provisions in our current platform reflect this mandate, especially our call for the repeal of all taxation. There's a moral libertarian case for some government, he says. The initiation of force...
I agree with that. There is a moral libertarian case for some government.
He says the initiation of force will always be with us. The option of no such force is not available. Advocating such is equivalent to advocating free energy or time travel. Even if it's true... Even if what he says is true and that there is some sort of necessary initiation of force, and I don't believe that there is, but even if that is true, that shouldn't preclude one from taking from swearing an oath that I don't support or advocate the initiation of force for political or social goals. Wouldn't we rather have a bunch of people in office who have taken that pledge than a bunch of people that we don't know where they stand on things, that we can't hold their feet to the flame? Well, this guy wants to get rid of it entirely. This guy wants to get rid of it entirely. He says, the best we can do is minimize the initiation of force, and the overwhelming historical evidence indicates that this minimum requires some government with some war, police, and taxation authority.
I don't think that pledge sounds as good.
I don't think so either. Should we succeed in implementing the current LP platform, our nation will be at great risk of conquest and civil war. But we won't succeed because most libertarians and virtually all Americans refuse to support such a risky experiment. Well, hasn't this been a risky experiment, Mr. Milstead? This government idea, trying to keep this government small, hasn't been very successful at all. And here you are advocating that we just get back to a small government. And that's fine. If you want to get back to a small government, good. I think it should be funded on a voluntary basis if you want to have something like that. Forget about your force and your authority. We'll come back. 800-259-9231. Bill wants to comment on this. Your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
This is...
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners on our website. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating. As long as you're a lady and you've sent us a validated photo, you can be added to the Shrine. Now, validated means that you're proving in the picture that you listen to Free Talk Live. And you can see what I mean by going and looking at the Shrine at freetalklive.com. We're talking about an article by Dr. Carl Milstead of Asheville, North Carolina. He is talking about how he thinks the Libertarian Party should get away from that whole principled idea. He thinks that principle is what's holding us back. It's what holding the Libertarian movement back from really becoming a massive nationwide movement of people that are fighting for liberty. And the principle, in case you aren't aware, is very simple. When you join the Libertarian Party, you sign a statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Simple statement. Makes a lot of sense. Man, what you said, you've read it to people, and they agree with it. They say, that sounds good.
People like the sound of that.
Right. Well, this guy doesn't like it. He says it's bad. He says that's what's keeping us from being popular. And he says that it's time to decide. If we want to continue being an anarchist party, we should practice truth and advertising and change the name to Anarchist Party. Or if we want to be a truly libertarian party, we either need to change or eliminate the membership pledge.
I think that people, the man makes some valid points. I get where he's coming from on that. But at the same time, I don't think people generally take the pledge to its total end. You know, I support the initiation of force when it comes to gas tax. A tax on gasoline for people that purchase gasoline.
So you violated your pledge.
I have violated my pledge. But it doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad about doing that. So I don't think that people that sign that pledge really sit around and think about it. Oh, my God, what are taxes? Where do I support taxes? Yeah. I can't sign that. I support gas taxes.
No.
Crap, I can't sign that. Oh, man. I know. No, that's right. Not stopping people from signing. It just doesn't seem... I can't imagine that stops more than 2%.
No. What's stopping people from signing is the fact that people are apolitical. People don't want to join a political party. People don't want to join this movement any more than they don't want to join the Greens, and they don't want to join anybody else that has political parties. Nobody wants to go to political meetings. Nobody wants to go and do the things that the political animals do. That's what they're fighting against. Plenty of people think libertarianism is a great idea. They think being free is a wonderful idea.
Yep,
but political parties? It's hard to attract anybody to this idea, especially after they've been to a meeting. And they've been to a Libertarian Party meeting with a bunch of people sitting around a table debating politics and not getting anything done.
People are attracted to political parties because of power. largely.
Mm.
And the Libertarian Party has none.
The antithesis of power.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, I want to have Manwich kick himself out of the party.
Yeah, I've got to kick myself out.
Statement of initiating force.
Yeah, I initiate force because...
Yeah, well, we're not going to kick you out of the party, so you're going to have to do it yourself.
Yeah, because we don't want to initiate force.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, we don't care. You go do it yourself.
Well, you're just going to be full of hot air because I'm not kicking myself out. Actually, I'm not in the Libertarian Party. I'm not a member.
That's cool. I kind of see where Dr. Carl Milstead's coming from because I know the guy. I've met him. I talked with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's kind of... you know, confused about what he wants to do and misled. He's got this thing that he calls reform the LP, and he wants to change the Libertarian Party from what Ian correctly describes it as, is the party of principle, and he wants to turn it into something that's more of an incrementalist kind of organization. And I see how that kind of thing can be effective. It's just I don't think that he should change the primary goal of the LP, which is to obtain maximum liberty through, you know, without initiation of force, and he should start something else independent on his own.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the people that that want to muddle the LP's principles should just go and find some sort of other party. Go join the Republican Liberty Caucus or something like that. Go join a group get a group of unprincipled together and start your own party.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, one of the LP's biggest problems and why nobody wants to join it and why they never get anything done is because they do sit there and argue about really stupid stuff.
Stuff like this!
Yeah, for hours! And nobody wants to sit there and do that.
Right, it's crippling.
Yeah, it's really troubling. And, you know, I definitely agree with using force to retaliate against a government that has grown way beyond its bounds. And that is probably the biggest problem.
How do you feel about a government voluntarily funding itself? Does that sound too is that so outrageous of an idea?
Well, I would have to go back to something which kind of initiated my call is, I think it was George Washington, who said, government is not eloquence, it is not reason, it is force. He just laid it straight out.
That's true.
And you can't have a government without force. So, you know, are libertarians anarchists? Yeah, I think at heart, but I think that that's the goal. It's never going to be an attainable reality. So I think...
Right, I think when I joined the Libertarian Party, I realized what it was that I was doing, but I didn't understand that I was going to end up becoming a free marketeer or an anarchist or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but I mean, just because we're a bunch of anarchists doesn't invalidate, you know, the principle. Just because we're never going to get there, you know, just because we can't be mathematically pure, you know, ultimate freedom people...
Right.
100%. Doesn't mean that where we'll probably wind up at 90% or 98%, you know, that doesn't invalidate the things that we're striving to achieve.
Indeed. Yeah, although we pretty much will be invalidated if people like Mr. Milstead get in charge of the party and just wipe out the pledge, wipe out the principle. Then we'll just be the party.
Hey, man, we're all going to be in New Hampshire just, you know, kind of thumbing our noses at people like that going, hey... You missed out. Sorry.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. To Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt.
You guys are really bringing this exciting subject up. You know,
are you being facetious? Is that sarcasm?
No, this is exciting
to
me. I'm serious because, see... Okay, remember, I think the very first time I called in, I declared myself a constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, and you said something about what the Constitution... Ooh, that's not good. The Constitution Party stands for this or that or whatever. Or
ooh, the Constitution Party's a mess.
Do you stand for this and do you stand for that? And I said, well, no. You know, and then how can you be a constitutionalist? And, okay, let me say this. I don't know what the hell the Constitution Party stands for, and I've heard of the Libertarian Party for years, and I don't never knew what they stood for either, but here's my whole thing. Right now, I'm a registered Republican because I am an extreme conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to sound like Ronald Reagan, but the Republican, I didn't leave the Republican Party. They left me.
You know, I feel the same way, Walt. I feel the same way.
But in other words, you know, this is my country. I guess I would be considered a restorationist rather than anything else. And do I believe in principle? Hey, hold me over. I want to talk about this. Really, guys.
I'll hang on to you, Walt. We only give you a minute this time. Hang on, man. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal form is like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the site and experience the archives. We've got months worth of the show right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. You get them free. freetalklive.com. So far this hour, we have been doing a little bit of internal politics. We've been exposing you to one of the things that goes on in a political party, which is infighting. And it's one of the reasons why I have become disenchanted with the Libertarian Party. I find that the people in the party just spend so much time on these, well, this infighting, where they just disagree over the little, you know, these teeny little issues that nobody outside of the Libertarian movement could possibly care about. Really.
That's why I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party.
Right. I was a member for the longest time. I'm still a life member because, well, I'm a life member.
Yeah, right. You paid your money and now you're a life member.
Right. I suppose I could call them and rescind that, but I do sort of enjoy getting the newspaper for life. So I'll keep that going. But actively, I don't support the party. I don't give them money anymore, and that's it. Because I'm tired of all of these games. I'm tired of the people like this Dr. Milstead. We were reading an article from him. He's talking about how he thinks the reason why the Libertarian Party is not getting anywhere is because we have a principle. Because we have a principle that we ask people to sign when people join the party. And, of course, I disagree with him as to why that. Why I don't think that's the reason at all the Libertarian Party is failing. The Libertarian Party is just... It's failing because it's mired in its own importance, its self-importance, and it just argues with itself so much. If it's so busy arguing with itself over these little things, how could it possibly be doing outreach? How could it possibly be getting new members? How could it possibly be spreading the word about itself if its members are too busy bitching and moaning over silly things like the principle? It's just bogging itself down. That's what it is. Anyway, let's go back to Walt, because he wants to talk about being a reparationist. Is that what it was? What did he say? What did he say he was, Manwich?
Restorationist.
Restorationist. Walt, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, well, exactly. What you guys just said makes a hell of a lot of sense. And people, this is what they're talking about. Ian and I don't agree on everything. He says he's an atheist. Well, being a retired Marine, I would say there's no atheist in the foxhole. But you know what? He loves freedom.
Yeah.
I love freedom. The hell with the party. Who cares what party it is? Democrat, Republican, the Zeus party, the Joe Blow party. You want freedom, let's go get freedom.
I agree with you, Walt.
Principles are to die for, baby.
I agree with you.
Principles are important. Yeah. More people should have them.
I'm thinking about this restorationist thing that
restore our country back to what it should have been, what it started to be in the first place.
I am of the opinion that that's a good idea. But when I think about it,
I mean, I restore classic cars, so why not go all the way? Okay,
I'm a retro kind of guy too. I have a '76 Eldorado. I know what you mean. I like things that are old.
Cool.
But now, The thing is, though,
well,
that you're
like me because I'm old.
There's plenty of people that think to themselves, "Well, heck, this country was, they wrote the Declaration of Independence and said the people had rights and all that other good stuff, but well, they had slaves at the time, and I don't want to go back to slavery, and I don't want to go back to not having the vote."
No, I agree. I don't. Okay. See, that's yeah. I'm between a rock and a hard spot. I don't want slaves.
No, I don't either. Neither do we. We want to go back to the constitutional concepts.
I can say, hey, brother, what's going on? You know, and reach out and shake a hand. You know, hey, good to see you today, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't want slaves. I'd rather be your friend
than your boss. You're talking about getting back to the concepts of
liberty. Let me tell you this the way I was in the Corps. Okay? Even as a sergeant, I told my men, I don't do inspections. You guys know what's required of you. I am going to expect you to do that. Mm-hmm. If you get me in trouble, then I am going to be so far in your bleep that you ain't going to know which end is up.
Yeah. And did you have a problem with guys taking advantage of that?
No.
There you go.
Well said, Walt. Thanks for the call. As
God
always,
bless.
We
you
appreciate
take care,
hearing
man.
From you, sir. We'll do. 800-259-9231. So, so Walt agrees with you. He wants to get back.
I know he does.
I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, I just like to clarify it for people because some people say, I want to return to the constitutional, constitutional government. And people say, return? Holy crap. We've seen a lot of progress in this country on equal rights and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have. And I certainly don't want to see any of those rolled back. I want people to actually have equal rights.
Right. But we're not even there yet. We're not at equal rights yet for everybody. What about gays?
That's true.
They're not even close to equal.
It's true. I would like to see equal rights for gays, too. I would like to see the government not have any position whatsoever on your rights.
I'd like
agreed.
I'd like to see the government get back to the Constitution. I think that's a fine idea, to get back to constitutional-style principles. I think that's good for the government, because government's a dangerous, dangerous group of men and women that needs to be controlled, that needs to be watched, and that needs people need to be vigilant about keeping an eye on them to make sure they don't abuse making sure they don't abuse the very special things that we've allowed them to do, that they have a certain parameters that they're supposed to operate in, and they're supposed to stay within those parameters. But if we don't keep an eye on them, if we don't watch them, they're going to go outside of it, which is what they've been doing for the past 200 years. And they just keep expanding and expanding further and further outside of it, and we just all sit here and say, well,
could be a lot worse.
Yeah, we're the freest country in the world. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
You think so? You take care of your car. You change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to support the show, we invite you to shop with us because we've got a partnership with Amazon.com. They're the largest retailer on the internet. If you can think of a department store category, these guys sell it. I mean, they sell almost everything on their website, and the prices are pretty darn good as well. So we invite you to shop through us. See, here's the deal. You go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com, or you can just enter via one of the banners on our website. And any purchase that you make at that point will get a percentage of it.
Yeah, if you have to renew magazine subscriptions, they do that too, and we get a little credit for it.
Yeah, exactly. For sending them the business, they send us a bit of a percentage. And so amazon.freetalklive.com, buy some stuff. All right, so, Manwich, you had something about George Bush getting caught in a lie, didn't you?
Unbelievable. You know, that's what I hate to bandy about the term lie with the president and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
lie.
Look,
all of them have lied.
It doesn't look good. So it appears to be an AP story. Let's see, here's a quote from George Bush. I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees. They did appreciate a serious storm, but these levees got breached, and as a result, much New Orleans was flooded, and now we're having to deal with it.
Well, okay.
And we will.
All right.
And
you didn't think anybody anticipated
it. No.
That.
Who would have thought that the levees would break?
Hmm.
Is this where we insert the sitcom-style laugh track?
Ha, ha, ha,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, they were told, and not only that, but the AP has unearthed videotape of the president being warned that just that could happen the day before Katrina hit.
Oh, really?
So this was days before he said this. He had been warned specifically. So maybe they did anticipate it. Now, just to be clear, he couldn't have done anything about it a day before Katrina hit anyway, but the government's maintaining the levees, and everybody thinks the government's going to protect them. And here's just an excellent example. The levees that are keeping the ocean out of New Orleans were maintained by the government, and they were maintained poorly because the government does everything poorly. You know, I called
everything.
I called into it. There's a little talk show on the air here in the southern Tampa Bay area on a channel called 1490.
Okay.
And the show is called...
doesn't matter, really.
No. I want people to be able to look it up on the internet. It's hilarious. It's the worst thing you've ever heard because the host is just so bad.
Is it Mitch Mallett?
Mitch Mallett's It's Your Gavel is what the name of the show is. And it is awful. Please, listen to it. You'll just get an experience of how bad a show
can
be.
Okay, and you called in?
And I called in and said, you know, he had said, we need a president who believes the government can work. And so I called in, and I'm like, well, you think that we need a president that needs a government that can work? How does the government work? Tell me one place where the government has worked. And it took him a second, and I gave him a second to stall. You know, I talked over, because I didn't want him to look that bad. And he said, well, we have the greatest army that the world has ever seen. True. That's a little unfair, though, to compare one government to another government. There's been no private armies, really.
Good point. There's always going to be one government that's slightly better or worse than another
government. And the government extracts funds from people at the point of a gun in order to finance their military. So it's not really fair. Like, if you want to see fair, you know, compare UPS with the post office. Compare any kind of private organization to the government, and you'll see the government stinks.
No doubt. Every single issue, every time, the government is a failure. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. We got the guy harassed by the post office. Plus, what if doctors treated cancer the same way fiscally conservative politicians treat big government? We'll find out what would happen. Coming up, John in Canada's on the way as well. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.